Continue north, to the least settled land, the realm of hunters and gatherers. Portrayed in countless U.S. history books and Hollywood westerns, the Indians of the Great Plains are the most familiar to non-scholars. Demographically speaking, they lived in the hinterlands, remote and thinly settled. Their lives were as far from Wari or Toltec lords as the nomads of Siberia were from the grandees of Beijing. Their material cultures were simpler, too. No writing, no stone plazas, no massive temples. Though plains groups did leave behind about 50 rings of rock that are reminiscent of Stonehenge. The relative lack of material goods has led some to regard these groups as exemplifying an ethic of living lightly on the land. Perhaps. But North America was a busy, talkative place. By 1000 AD, trade relationships had covered the continent for more than 1,000 years. Shell from the Gulf of Mexico has been found in Manitoba, and Lake Superior copper in Louisiana. Or forego the northern route altogether, and fly the imaginary plane east from the Beni toward the mouth of the Amazon. Immediately after the Beni, one encounters, in what is now the western Brazilian state of Acre, another society, a network of small villages associated with circular and square earthworks in patterns quite unlike those found in the Beni. Even less is known about these people. The remains of their villages were discovered only in 2003, after ranchers clearing the tropical forest uncovered them. According to the Finnish archaeologists who first described them, it is obvious that relatively high population densities were quite common everywhere in the Amazonian lowlands. The Finns here are summing up the belief of a new generation of researchers into the Amazon. The river was much more crowded in 1000 AD than it is now, especially in its lower half. Dense collections of villages thronged the bluffs that lined the shore, with their people fishing in the river and farming the floodplains and sections of the uplands. Most important were the village orchards that marched back from the bluffs for miles. Amazonians practiced a kind of agroforestry, farming with trees, unlike any kind of agriculture in Europe, Africa, or Asia.